Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Q Day, Zosha.
Beautiful, Lauren. Could I just say, you're like a Broadway show. You enter, I could see you twirling across the stage in your beautiful dress, like, good morning. And I'm more like the umpire at the New York Yankees game.
Oh, you're right there with me, girl. You're right there with me.
I'm not sure about that. It's all right. It's all right. We have to know ourselves. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm feeling so great today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling great too. We had a fun morning, haven't we?
Oh, we've had an amazing morning. And just so inspiration. I literally just got this inspiration. No kidding, Zosia, like 10 minutes before the show started. And I would love to share it with the audience.
Let's roll. That's how we roll. Let's hear it.
That's right. That's right. Okay. And it's going to be the theme, I feel, for today's show, for the topics we're going to discuss. So I ask you all, if you're inspired, to close your eyes and feel these words with me as I say them. This song is a song by Queen, 1977, Freddie Mercury, entitled We Are the Champions. I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through. I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world. And I just get chills. I just got chills reading through that, Zosha, because it's really the champions. It's the light. It's the light. It's good against evil. It's light. The light beats darkness. And I just wanted to share that. Just so inspired because now we know who was sharing light, who was in Freddie Mercury, right? Wink, wink, wink.
Yes, I'm not gonna lie. I got a little teary towards the end. I closed my eyes and I just felt it at this moment, as and we'll share in a little bit. The synchronicities maybe of how you got that, but yeah, I felt a little teary. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Very poignant.
Thank you. Thank
Thank you,
you.
Freddie Mercury. Thank you, Q. Funny to that, I received a Queen album this week as a gift.
Of course you did.
Isn't that funny? I mean, really, you just can't make this up anymore. This is beautiful.
That's right.
Thank
That's
you for
right.
following your inspiration in your heart. That's how it works, right?
Y'all. Yes, it is. It is. And I just, I was just like, oh my gosh, just with the article that was just posted on For the People and just reading through it. And then it was just perfect. It was just a perfect way to start the show. So without,
Perfect.
yeah.
And can I just add on to that? We're
Please.
going to talk about that article. And if we showed up 2 hours ago to do the show, it was a totally different show. Totally different show, right?
That's
And
right.
we just keep moving. We keep trying to strengthen what we feel in our heart and how our inspiration rolls, and it just changes regularly. And this for both of us individually came through very strong. So do you want to talk about even how we started the show again, just for new listeners who've come in, and just a little
Yes.
review?
Yes, perfect, Zosha, perfect. So why do we do this show? Why did we start the show? Why do we do what we do? It really, it's we're living in the we're just being authentic. We're hopefully we're demonstrating authenticity and being in the moment and being in presence to the listeners, being in flow. And the beauty of okay, we had a plan. I typed everything up last night, and what we're going to talk about. We feel into our experiences and talk throughout the week, and that's how we, come up with what we're going to talk about on the show. But the beauty of that, even after you've, typed it all up and stuff, and you think you're, oh, I'm set, I'm good, right? Just like this journey. Oh, I've got this all figured out, right? Yeah. What a big laugh. Right.
I know it. Oh, I didn't know it. I know it better today.
Right. And then I mean, literally, like, I don't know, 2 hours before the show, I look, oh, Four of the People's got a new post, and I'm reading through it, and I'm just getting like this expansive, just filled with so much excitement. I'm like, oh my God, look at this article. And I'm like, oh, we should talk about this. And then, we talk, beforehand, and you're like, you say the same. So anything you want to share on that with the audience or add to
Yeah,
that?
just to review, I what came to me about the show is how we came together, just to be quick, is we just really we didn't want to prep, we didn't want a job per se. We just enjoyed each other's company. We enjoyed chatting, we're inspired by Q, and we love talking about that and everything you just shared about the light and how we're moving. So we came together and started the show. And what I love too is something came up about professionalism. I was reading something the other day, and I felt into us. And what I love is we are unprofessionals. Sorry to put that out there. Not maybe I should just say that for myself, but we're not professionals. We're not, the mind would say, we have no training. We have no what are we doing here? But we're here. Why? And it's just that. As the article, I feel in many ways will reflect the time that we're in, the time, how everything is changing. And I feel, I speak for myself, and I feel you'll agree. There's just a people are desperate for authenticity. And what is that? How do you train for that? You don't, you live it. You share your experiences and your perspective and being in your light. And it just made me chuckle. And then the other pieces last week, we were speaking about divine feminine, divine masculine. And it came to me how brilliant this is that we're on the radio and our others, sisters and now brothers as well on the radio. But what stood out to me as women, Lauren, the divine feminine, I heard someone speak is that it always had to do, no, correct. I'm just going to say it. I don't know facts about it, but that the divine feminine has been shut down, as we know, for eons. They shut down our voice. We allowed it, however it said, but it was suppressed. Even in the conversation with Q and Mermaid, the divine has always been suppressed. But look how we're coming to. Look how our throat is activated. Look how we're speaking. We're speaking authentically. We're speaking from our heart. And it's amazing. All of us are growing. This is growing across the radio, and BBS is getting bigger. And it's just, right? It's amazing. So to your song that came to you, it just.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, do you sit back and I'm like, wow, this is really happening, you know?
Yes, we're in it, we're doing it, and that's what's so fun. The old me would have freaked out. I don't have note, I'm not, we can't change, all that type of thing. And we're just flowing like the river, just as we talked. I'm not really that inspired about what we prepared yesterday with this article coming out. This is really inspiring, right? We both, and
Exactly.
to tell everyone, we both independently had that when we always just meet. Now we know each other more and more that I know if I'm feeling something, the chances are very high that Lauren's feeling it as well. So that's really fun because it's helping us grow and feel our spirit more and more. Go ahead.
Exactly. I love how you said that, Zosha, because that's an example of sharing light and that connection and what I was okay, I just lost what I was going to say.
Oh, can
Okay.
I throw something in?
Please do. Please do.
Because you mentioned connection just before the show. Well, I'll just say, or maybe you want to say it. We were chatting on the phone, and it was just weird again. This has happened with others. The phone dies. We just get instantly disconnected. We call each other back. It's not working multiple times. We're not getting through. And then you got through to me.
Oh, and what do
What did
I
you
say?
say?
I said, oh, assholes.
Like, those assholes, and you're laughing. It's just
Right.
fun. Like, yeah, we're on to you, please.
Exactly. Right. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I got many ways I can do this. Right. It's just, oh,
Just fun
yeah.
at this point. Just roll in neutrality.
That's
Roll
right.
in neutrality.
That's right. And with the article that just came out, why I just lost what I was going to say to segue into the article. Oh well, it'll come to me.
Well,
But
can we tell new people
yeah, let's
before we
tell
just
them.
speak, right? This is, if you haven't been to forthepeople.space, this is where we're, this is the article we're referencing, and it's called Breaking Precedents. And the whole site is filled, you know, most of you all know this, and most of you have read this, but if you're new, it and you're open to the truth of what's happening in the world, that's the place to go, and you'll find Q there as well. I'll go fish girl because I feel like you got something.
It just came back to me. Thank you. So if this is your first time tuning into the show and you're like, who is Q? Who is this Q guy and mermaid? Well, if you go to For the People and you really want to know, just take a look, and that'll be a journey in and of itself, discovering who Q is. And it's just I can't even if I tried to explain it to somebody, they're not gonna get it. So if you're inspired and you'll just have this thirst, this like I've got to, you just won't be able to stop. At least that's how it was for me. So and if you learn who Q is, what he's doing, what the team is doing, how many times they have been here, never giving up. And I sit there and I sometimes I'll just I'll tear up because I'm like that they love us so much that they never give up and they don't care what's happened and they've been through hell and back literally and they just keep coming back because they love us so much. So and I don't how do you say thank you? Like I don't even know I don't even know how to say like the words just don't even do it justice. You know what I mean, Zosia?
Yeah, 100%. How do you? It would be eternal gratitude, and I feel just going within and living your highest excitement is really what they're looking for, or not even looking for. They don't want alcohol. There are no saviors this time, right? So, but I know what you're saying. I have cried on the radio with the overwhelm of the feeling of who they are and what's happening, and finding out even our roles in all of this. But that's what was inspiring in a way to this article, I feel, for both of us, because this week is a beautiful week and it was also a funky week. So we can talk about that later, just how we were feeling, even regarding food, or just feeling this expansive growing can be uncomfortable in the body. And we would discuss it, and others have felt this as well, just interesting. And then reading the article, for me at least, was so inspiring. There's hard parts that we know about, and those weren't the inspiring pieces to me, but the of what's coming is just, I realize how little I know. Sometimes you sit there and I read this and remember when Q said, I want to say the words like outside of here, you're like babbling idiots. He said it much more direct. And I remember feeling, yep, that's true. I do. The more I know, the more I come to learn, the less I know, the quieter I become, except for on the radio. But the part that stood out about the article, too, is we've heard this before, the news is fake, but the war is real. It's real, everything that's happening. And then all the intricacies. I know you told me you circled some pieces. Do you want to jump into it? Did
Yes,
you pull
yes.
anything out that you loved or?
Yeah, that's perfect. So I will say before, just to add on to what you said, we have been taught to only believe it if we see it. And isn't that the way the inverted bass ackwards, ass bat, whatever you want to call it? It's backwards because really it's the opposite. It's that knowing. And trust me, it's been a journey. Like there's times where I'm like, oh my gosh, nothing's, you just get discouraged, but I know, deep down, I know it. It's just, there's maybe it's not happening in the time that I want to see it happening, because all I know is what I'm experiencing in my, in this vessel. But then at the same time, knowing that we're in our omnipresence, we're doing so many things, right? All at the same time. So I just wanted to to add that piece, and then as well as what Q has told us many times, it's at the end here, it's going to get so confusing. Oh, he said, she said, oh, but the news said this, and oh, and to the point where I just to turn it off. I just turn it off and I focus on what I want to create and where we're going. Doesn't mean that I don't still, I might here and there, I might check it out or someone might bring it to my attention. And I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't see that. What's going on? But because we're at this place where, there's so much that's going on out there, so to speak. It's that just came to me to share, Zosha, before we start. What's something that anything you want to add to that, and what's something that do you want to go fish girl with the with something that stood out to you in the article?
Well, you just said something that made me remember. Q said, feeling is knowing how you started it versus believing, right? So feeling is knowing, and really we just demonstrated that by switching our show at the last minute. We just felt it. And it's really just trusting that source center in us, knowing that that's how we roll, and synchronicity then comes for whatever reason. We don't even have to quote understand it, but it's just a knowing, and then living that way, following your inspiration. And I was telling Lauren earlier, I went out for a cup of coffee, and I saw someone famous. And I shared with you, just touches on what you said as well. And I just looked, and I was like, oh, it just brought me back to that space when it's like, who's good, who's bad, who's in a mask, who's not in a mask, who's real, who's a good guy playing a bad guy, or bad guy playing a good guy. And it's around and around and around. And I said, it's just weird. So I just turn away. Who cares? Right. And just turn away. And I just have to almost put it out of my beingness, even identities, because it goes back to spirits and identities. But it was just a funny test of, I was neutral. I didn't go into my head even about it, because I'm done with that guessing. And then even in the articles, a piece, I didn't actually circle that piece, but there was a piece about living masks, that I feel it was when they were speaking about the Pope. Maybe if you circled it, you can say it, but it's something about living masks, that the technology is so advanced, you didn't even know what or who you're looking at. So that's the beauty. I feel the same as you, is sort of leaving that news cycle, not even the mainstream news, but all of the news. I just go to forthepeople.space and Q. Those are my two sources. And like you said, maybe I'll see a headline and I'll just skim it, but it's just so much cleaner and easier. So.
Yeah, I remember. I do remember. And you know what, Zosha? So it's interesting because I will. I have. Just talking to some people, and there's people that are still. They still can't fathom the CGI and the masks. They still, even if you show, and it's no judgment. It's just an observation. Even if you show them a picture of, the former.
Who shall not be
Fake president of the
named.
corporation of the ink, and when he was a senator or whatever he did, and then in the president the fake presidency, I mean just looking at the two, so it's interesting just as an observation, just you dipping your toe in the water because people are there's people that are just starting the journey, right, with all this. And that's one part of the journey. But then the true great awakening is understanding and not understanding. It's knowing who we are, right? So I thought that was a interesting piece just to tag in.
It's funny you mentioned that former person, because I get it's confusing too, but I was in a place, so where I witnessed this person and someone I know shook the hand. I'm like, shh, like, what is going on? I was so pissed. I was just like, what is going on? Like, everyone, there's a body there. He spoke. There's a this, there's a that. And I'm like, it's definitely been trying at times from this side of it. And then I feel what inspired me about the articles is all the pieces pointing to the white hats. How do they feel? That's where I've often checked myself. If I ever felt a frustration, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not even in the middle of this. I get to sit in my comfy home and go get a coffee. What about all of the special forces and everyone involved participating in this? and not being able to speak,
Yeah.
or being a triple agent and everyone's accusing you of being a bad person and you're not, and you're playing, all, it's endless of the roles. I've always been so excited to wait and hear. I hope we get to hear everyone's stories someday. I'm sure they don't want the accolades or whatnot, but just to debrief or something, but the roles that they're playing and the just it's where you started it. How do you ever say thank you?
Exactly,
How do you ever say
exactly.
thank you? How could we ever know the enormity? I feel we won't even ever know the enormity of what people have done.
I agree, because there's, we think we can handle a lot of it, but there's some, I know when I learned about certain aspects of it, I couldn't, I wasn't able to sleep for a week. I
Oh,
mean, I just, we won't even go there, but, it's like, okay, I'm aware of it. I know about it, and that's it. There's no need to, what good comes out of me? You know what I mean? That's, yeah.
Can I read at the 11-minute mark, because
Please.
it's a transcribed video, as I understand, for the first time in existence, we're coming into technology that can unite the whole world. There's golden technology, infinite technology, powerful tech that Trump is in control of, connected to infinite energy. And we know who Trump is too. So I don't know if I said this at the beginning, but endless thanks to for the people, to Asha, to everyone on, to Q, to everyone on this, sharing this information and keeping us in the loop, really. And this technology coming out.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's like, Zosha, we can't we don't we can't see all the spinning plates going at. There's so many things going on at this simultaneously, right? And it's really this, Q is the he what do we say, some the master weaver, the like he sees it all. And even though sometimes I get, well, not sometimes, there's sometimes I do get a little saucy and sassy with them, and I tell them about it. He knows.
You think he has a mute button?
He probably like, oh God, she's going at it again. I'm gonna, yeah.
Why he takes off 6 days a week.
We love you, Q. Well, Zosia, so it's interesting because this morning I got up and I was like, okay, let's just see what, I don't have TV at my, I don't have cable or anything at the house anymore. Occasionally, I do enjoy watching movies here and there, especially, I'm just going to say it, Zosia. Should I say it? The one we watched with Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Oh my God, The Birdcage. If you want to laugh, thank you, the Arizona Angels, for the recommendation. If you want to laugh, just check out that movie. If people were walking by my house while I was watching that movie, they would be like, "What is going on with this girl? I'm really concerned." But so this morning I did turn on, I wanted to see, the footage from the event that, happened earlier today, knowing it's all fake, but just curious. So I'm listening to so and so speaking about it, and I'm like, "Ugh, I gotta turn it off." I turn it off. I can't even. I turn it off because we all know what's go what happened there. But in the article, it talks about, it's no coincidence JD Vance was at the Vatican right before the announcement of the quote death of the Pope. He was at the Vatican for 17 seconds, excuse me, 17 minutes. And no coincidence that the announcement of his quote passing, even though he's been dead for 2 years, just like the Queen, was on Easter Monday, according to this article. So did anything, anything that, oh, and it also says you were only seeing CGI or a person playing him with a mask. When people wear masks now, they're so advanced, the tech they have to create life masks. Anything that,
Life mask, that's the part. Thank you for reading that. So behind the scenes inside the Vatican, there's a lot of white hats that have infiltrated certain societies, certain regimens connected to this deep state cabal, and they're on the inside risking their lives to help. Huge
That's right.
exposure of the Vatican is coming and other things. So yeah, it's just when you're able to sit back in neutrality and you pick up some of this and the amazingness of every detail. It always goes back to Q saying with great care. It's this whole everything with great care, strategic. It's happening this time. There's no, I'm very happy about it as well. I'll just add a side note. Let me feel this. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, no, I'll just keep going if I feel like saying it, I'll come back to
Please,
that.
please do. Anytime, go fish. Anytime, go fish. And then I thought it was interesting. And not to, we're not trying to delve, just be in the past, but just to give context, if there's any new listeners joining the show, just to, I don't know, I just sometimes I feel like it's good to kind of just do a recap. Talking about in Iran with the Anunnaki and the story of the Bible, where Cain went down the mountain and had sex with other hybrid humans, half giants, half humans. These monsters were test subjects from different alien races and became known as Neanderthals or the Cro-Magnon. And it just goes into that's how the that so this is how the dark bloodline was created. And you know what's interesting, Zosia, is when you read about, I read the I did the Bible studies and all, and I did a lot of that. I was in that. And if I try to if I remember sharing it with my girlfriend, and she's like, I don't believe in aliens, but yet she believed everything that was written with the demons. And so it's just different name, same, it's the same plot, same game, but different characters. So I thought that was interesting, as well as Cain was the firstborn son of Adam and Eve, and he had a brother named Abel. Cain murdered Abel. So doesn't that kind of sound familiar to some of the other stories and other time and space and other Egyptian or doesn't that sound kind of familiar to you?
Yeah, they just keep doing it over and over. And what's interesting, what you said with the Bible, I was raised in a Roman Catholic family. I never really read the Bible. I was a really crappy Catholic and felt bad about it for years, really crappy. And it's interesting because that was whatever that Sunday school was I'd go to. It just always joked around. I wasn't a kid that joked around, but there I did. And it's interesting, I could just never comprehend it. Trying to read it. It was like, it really was just difficult. So it's interesting looking back. The only section I ever read, I was in my 30s, was John. I got what he was saying. Okay, I got it. Like just to the point. And I can't really quote what he said, but it's funny that you said that. I just, when you look back at the breadcrumbs of your life, that you knew that. I didn't really know those stories really until this movement of awakening to that. But if I can add that to balance off the other side, at 15:25, it's like Michael, excuse me, it's like Archangel Michael from the Bible, how powerful he is to slay the demons, those powerful angels that fight for God, those powerful angels that fight for goodness. That energy is living inside these storm operations. That's always to remind it, and I use it because I do share with my children in smaller bites. I said, it's just a battle, not just, it's the eternal battle of good over evil, but this time it's different. The light is winning. It's the energetics of the good, the light throughout all of this, even though it could look like, I feel the article mentioned about killing. Ideally, you didn't want to do that. I feel they referenced something like that. Sorry to misquote. But if someone's breaking into my house and going to hurt my family, you're damn right, I'm showing up with my pistol and that's
That's
it.
right.
You
That's
just
right.
can't. You can't allow it. We talked about that the other day, boundaries and borders, right? But
That's right. And actually, they reference, just to tag on to that, Zosia, they reference that in the Bible, because there's so many different versions, and the Council of Nicaea and how we know all that. It says, I say to you, do not re resist the one who is evil, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Now, does that sound like, so what does that sound like to you? That sound to me, that sounds like inverting, leading people astray to just sit there and take it, right? Like,
yep.
right? And that
Because
they,
we're so good in love and light.
that's
Love and
right.
light.
That's right. So, oh, well, I'll just let them beat the crap out of me and do it. No. So, and it says here, and this is all for the people, everyone, many sacred meanings have been taken out of context and printed to sway people away from their own spirit and inner truth. And just to tag on to what you said, Zosia, the light does not generally intercede in the evolution of a species, but under dire circumstances, such as on this planet, Standing by watching the horrific slaughter of billions would be an act of interference of the natural evolution of this version of humans, and a clear cooperation with the dark. The dark had to be stopped by the light. Executions are often implemented to protect or save humanity, as many of the most evil misfits and demonics in the multiverse were exiled to this prison planet long ago. So it just goes to me, it's an example, another example of how it was in, there's many, didn't Q say the Bible's alien? There's lots of good information in there, but it's
Some,
been,
go
yeah.
ahead, keep
Go
going.
ahead. And just to finish that, because I think I got the pages all turned around here, but it says here, the doctored representation of holy texts presented to humanity were carefully constructed to offer half-truths that ignite the excitement of our spirit. The other half is filled with horrendous lies to confuse and control us.
And what overlays for me for that is also, as you mentioned it, the love and light aspect. You didn't use those words, but it's also about someone so good, being good, going back to religion and that mind control, how it trickles through each quote reincarnational cycle, right? And it gets in our epigenetics. Oh, you have to be good. Like you said, turn the other cheek. It sort of was mind control or training. I don't want to speak something like that to make us behave a certain way. To tolerate certain things, which is the beauty, just to overlay it now with what Q shares, focusing on the light, our spirit within versus the identity. Oh, but it's my dear brother. He's such a good person. And it's that mind control of maybe getting a spirit to stay in a situation that they don't prefer, but they're so good. You know what I mean? I've seen it myself endless times. When you're
I do.
feeling one way, it's like, but then I justify that person's behavior. Oh, but it's this. It's this label. It's that person. Until
That's
it, you know, it
right.
just took a long time to really strengthen my spirit. I quite simply just don't love this situation. I don't prefer it. So it's beautiful that you brought that up because it does touch into everything he shares with us. Of course it does. But it's just applying it. I love the application. How do you apply that? And you see the root of where it all came from. And then when you get the programming, now we can arm ourselves and step out if we choose. It's all our choice.
That's right. That's right. That's beautiful. Beautiful, Zosia. Beautiful, beautiful. You have such a beautiful way of explaining things and giving
Oh.
depth to the you really do. You really do.
Thank you. You touch my heart. I love how we dance with each other or twine with each other. Thanks, Corinne. Because I love how all the pieces you just brought in, I didn't bring those in. So it's so great. It's so great. Thank
Oh,
you.
I love you.
I love you too.
We just have a love blast. Did we
We
just send out a
did.
love
We did.
blast?
Hopefully, everyone always feels it and they feel we love each other. It comes across. In our dialogue, I feel because it's just natural, it's authentic. You know, there's no, what did Q, yes, we always will quote him. He talked about being in a group and there's no ego. And it's right, just
That's right.
beautiful, beautiful,
That's right.
beautiful. Go
What
ahead.
other okay, well let's see. I'm trying to think. So this is interesting, Zosia. at the Vatican, they had there was a technology th there's all this ancient technology and I'm not the expert on the technology piece. I will not I'm not going to sit here and try to bot and try to explain it, but it was interesting to me reading about the technology that's been underneath the Vatican.
I have a piece to read if you're looking.
Yeah, please do. Thank you. Thank you, Wing
Yeah.
Girl. Thank
Yeah,
you.
yeah. At 2251, it connects right into what you're probably going to weave into. When we're talking about the United States Space Force, we're also talking about the energy, the real power, the intelligence, living intelligence computers that's behind Trump and Cheney Mountain, those 17 ops of this intelligent golden technology.
That's right. That's right. It perfect. And it talks about 2325. When I'm talking about the machines, I'm talking about the corona visor, 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 that exists underneath the Vatican. This corona visor is like a looking glass created by the scientists, and it's underneath the Vatican. They've been using advanced tech and operating it for a long time to take a look at different timelines throughout the world. It was turned off around 2008, 2009, around the same time the deep state was using CERN to open up portals. They were using it for bad, right? They were going to try, they were doing wormholes and
Bring
try
dark stuff in,
to bring
right?
darks. It's neutral, but then it's all about everything's neutral, but what's the intention behind, is it being used for good or for bad? And what they were doing was it was going to be for bad. But yeah, of course, white hats source, they came in and it's all being flipped and used for good. And Zosia, anything, I saw this down at the bottom, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but it talked about the technology, CERN, what CERN was doing, and how they were using the Montauk projects, trying to bring in aliens from different dimensions, bringing in demonic beings. Obviously, they were using this technology for bad. Anything that you want to add to that?
Yeah, thank you for that. Because I'm from New York. I live in New York. I've lived other places as well. I've lived in New York City, so I'll just read that little paragraph that you mentioned. It says it has to do with projects that was mimicking what was going on in New York City. And then it states the Montauk projects trying to bring in aliens from different dimensions, bring in demonic energies. Now Montauk is about 100 miles from New York City. So it's interesting, when again we talked about this, when you observe the breadcrumbs in your life. I was in New York City for 8 or 9 years and left, moved away. Anyway, eventually, when I would go back to visit New York City, I was like, something is different when I left New York City. In hindsight, when I look back, okay, let me say it this way. There's a moment right now where I'm very much more focused on New York a little bit. I just have a feeling all of these dots are coming to me. Like there's more about New York, more about New York. And of course, there's so much we know about New York and Tesla, New York City, Donald Trump. It's endless of all the connections in New York. But when I moved away from New York City at that time, I felt years later, when I look back, I'm like, it felt like there's something around New York City. Like there was just a programming when I was with a big group of people, and we all love New York City, love New York City. And one moment I felt, why do I love New York City? It stinks. It's busy. It's just, it's not, it's the hardest place to live. And not to go on about it, but it just always felt there's something that just kept stuck in me and just always held there. And just to say also, New York was called the Empire State. So I don't want to talk about it too, but I believe that was the location chosen by the dark to be one of their main centers. And then connected to the Montauk Project, Stuart Swerdlow is expert on that. I believe Q states, and there's so much there, and Q has confirmed there's a lot of energetics in the Montauk area. And well, there's so much about Montauk, but yes, I feel it's not a done story yet. There's more to come out about that. And just an interesting note that I picked up on, Nikola Tesla lived in New York City in one of the hotels there. I feel it was a New Yorker, but he also had Wardenclyffe Tower, which was in Shoreham, New York. So that was about, I'll just guess, 60 miles from New York City. And of course, that was funded by JP Morgan. And then how that then connects to the Montauk Project, I'm sure many people know much more than I do, but there's that whole line there to those energetics, so I can't really wait to hear more about that whole project. And not to mention what they did to people underground and MK Ultra and all of that. I mean, it's an endless topic, but is there anything that came out for you?
Well, it was interesting because where you are and then where I am, where I'm currently residing in Virginia. I mean, it's the cat's out of the bag. I call into the Q shows, Lauren from Virginia, so okay. It's out there. So I'm like, well, there's got to be a reason, like we're all strategically placed in certain areas, and I know, but I don't, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And then, I'd love to ask you about this, Sosha, about the bridge. Well, I won't get into that because we didn't talk about it, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I
Yeah,
do.
we'll wait on that one, unless
Just
you want to.
no, that's fine. We can keep going with the article.
Okay.
Or unless you're inspired, but also just to go back to the Montauk area, this is the end of, or the tip, one of the tips of Atlantis too. So there's so much history. That's basically the story is, just for anyone new, so much bigger. So much bigger, right? We just, how much knowing do we have? What were the numbers used? Five, less than 20%. 20% light, 5% knowing, something like that. We have a lot to know, but
We do.
we're putting the pieces together and how they connect, little bits. And there's so much more even that we could share. We can all just talk about little pieces that we know. And it does relate, Lauren, if you want to talk about, Virginia was mentioned in the article with Virginia,
Oh, yeah.
Arizona, and something else. So we know Virginia is, you're not too far from DC.
Right. There's something, it's interesting, Zosha, when just an aside, when I went to France and I was in Paris and I went up to the Eiffel Tower, went up the Eiffel Tower. I didn't go all the way to the top, but I was at the first stopping point platform. When I walked out, the first thing I immediately thought of was, this is DC. I mean, it looked, the buildings, the layout, everything is, it's no coincidence, right? And how it was created. And then you go to DC, the monument, the Washington Monument, and the Capitol, and how everything is laid out. It's yeah, I'm just like, wow. It's like I just get these flashbacks or these zingers or images, in my, I don't know what you want to call it, in my spirit, my third eye, but yeah, I thought that was interesting. Just the energy, the grid lines, the ley lines. I'm not an expert on that, but yeah, they're all over the place.
And you know what you're picking up, so it's just, you're tapping into it. We feel our spirit when things come to me, or like the dots connect. It's just an inner knowing, versus it might not be able to speak about it professionally. Do
Right.
you know what I mean? Like doing research, but let's just say it about the Maryland of Virginia. So it was presented a while ago about Virginia, Maryland, right next to each other, Virgin Mary, similar, and there's a canal. The boats would have to enter a canal to get to DC. I believe it's the Chesapeake. So it's just because we've spoken about Mary, just again, do they denigrate Mary, the feminine, in every single way? I feel like they haven't left any stones unturned, or maybe even Ron Amatron said something like that. It's just endless. So,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
and we don't have that much time left, too.
We
Just to
don't.
share, we have like 10 to 12 minutes. I know, look at me, first time checking
Oh, look at
clocks. So,
you.
woohoo. But there's other things, something that stood out to me, so many, just
Yeah,
about
please share.
the golden technology again. This is, okay, let me go back here. Those powerful technologies. To living longer, to travel to places longer, to make communications with people you never thought you'd make communications with again. This is beyond anybody's wildest dreams what the real golden technology is. This is why Trump is laying groundwork for the Golden Dome. This telecommunication system, super advanced, is going to control a lot of ops around the world to make sure no one can make horrible weapons or create wars.
This is where we're going. I mean, isn't this exciting? This is where we're going.
It's chills, 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 chills.
And I and to oh, go ahead.
Don't, please go fish.
So I loved how just the explanation here. A lot of people want it to happen really quick, but everything is coming in stages for a reason. You have to stabilize the world, and in order to stabilize it, you have to expose all the corruption and bringing in disclosure of what's really happening in the world with advanced tech, UAPs. If you have to get the you have to get the whole world on one side to understand there's corruption, and you have to let them know beyond the world there's intelligence and super advanced technology. The world is going to change more than humans can ever think about. But just to reiterate, but everything must come in stages because everybody must be united in a certain way. The whole world must be united. This is what the intelligence of different alien species, the different beings helping the military, this is what they want to see. Only until then will the world get to see them. These powerful different technologies that can take you places and show you the whole universe in almost all its glory. I mean, isn't that just.
Chills. I have that Star Tours chills. You just have to know it. You just feel it. You just feel it, right?
I mean, so it's like that's why Q keeps telling us, dream big, right? Just dream big. No more sevens, right? We're doing 10 pluses.
And we'll have that freedom to create exactly as we wish. We've been used to create what they wanted. So our freedom will come back to create what we wanted. So to your point, bodacious, right?
Right. I mean, I wonder, does it, I often ask, well, I don't anymore, but do pe and when you said to create, they used us to create. Do people know they created systems to keep us to be slaves and peons and slaves and the peasants here to keep all the systems going, to keep their dark empire going? They can't create. They use us and our power to create. Do people know that? And we are so powerful, and it's just getting started. I mean, isn't that exciting?
It's so exciting. And the synchronicity, I have to share this, what you're saying about the creative aspect. Q had the talk about, he named three things. And I say this because I shared it with my son. I have shared both of my children. They have the ability to critically think. They feel their heart center. They feel their way, so I can have these conversations in small doses. So I shared with my son recently, I said, well, if you were source and you were coming in from outside of here, and how do you tell people everything has been, you've been duped? It's all been backwards. I said, consider these three things. What do you feel? Is it inspiring enough to know about your consciousness, like you're saying, that you're the creator? Is that inspiring? Is that waking people up? Two, is it inspiring to know that these dark beings have taken over your world and we're trying to tell you the truth? He knows because he doesn't hear it all, right? Doesn't see it all. It's not really that inspiring. Okay, but wait a minute. Three, wait till you find out the money that you thought you had, you don't have, and someone took it. How do you feel about that? He totally got it. He's like, I'll be so pissed when I find out about that.
It was the money, right? It's what Q said. How do you get people's attention?
Exactly, because you hit them in the pocket. It's like, oh no, that's not happening. That's not happening. That will unite people. It's brilliant.
So
Brilliant.
brilliant.
Compassionately, unconditionally loving, compassionately brilliant. Just this version of human.
And Zosha, what you just said, I didn't realize this until it took me a while to realize this, but when you're starting this journey and you're listening to all the different,
Truthers.
channels, the truthers, and no disrespect, no judgment, but if you keep listening to that, we keep it alive, right? So that's why I just, I cut the head off the snake. I'm like, I'm done. I'm not going to partake in this anymore because that's the dark just trying to keep this crap going. Right. So, and it's a process. It's a process of weaning yourself off of it because, how many times have we heard, oh, the whales or whatever they called it in the RV? Oh, we're going to, the dinar is this. And I'm not saying that that's not going on, but I'm like, oh, forget it. That is such a joke, right? The real currency is our energy and our power, everyone. And we're just getting started. Thank you, Q, Mermaid, the
So
team.
beautiful. So beautiful. I felt your passion. Really so beautiful. Yes. It's here for us now. And what's funny, Lauren, is our first show, our first chat together on the air. We talked about that. Just being inner peace. That gets us to our currency. That gets us to know ourselves. Who are we really? We're spirits. We are that powerful that you said, but that's why it's just like water off of a dry plant when we always try to tell people, it's just there's no receptivity there, no judgment, just I was that way too. You know, I came along, I understood that. I was able to look back, right? But going in, inner peace, the beauty of the simplicity of the message, go within, live your highest excitement.
That's right. That's right, Zosia. And I'll say this just to tag on to that. People have we there's so many distractions that other timelines, distractions, that have tried to get people out of their creative. Oh, insert the TV, cue the TV, insert the TV, the News Inquirer, the whatever, be a picket, what's the distraction of the day. But the power, when you turn all of that shit off, excuse me, you turn it all off, and I'm still working on it too. I'm not saying I'm not perfect, in this, but and then you can use your power to create something amazing. And I mean that's what we're still dealing with is the people just waking up, so to speak. And where am I going with this? I don't know. I just wanted to share something about the distractions and how it's really distracting you from utilizing your power because these the dark they can't create themselves. They have to use
Right.
us.
And that's ending. And that's the beauty, because the show's ending soon too. But just a last piece I'll add is 2 to 4 years for others to wake was a note I took from the article. There's what encouraged me too. There's hundreds of millions of people that believe these things, the good, the note, the truth already, and they're experiencing it and seeing the comms. Million, hundreds of millions. Yay, we're not alone.
That's right. That's
But there's
right.
a process to this, and you might think it, but other people are barely inside the Great Awakening as well. So, just to tap into the brilliance of the radio, we're here. Those of us who have really been called to Q Silo, so to say, are here and we're speaking about it. So, that's the beauty of all of these other people will start rolling in and hearing this as well as they seek the truth themselves. So the article's amazing. Again, thank you for the people for your endless work, just loving us and sharing with us. Q as well, Mermaid. Thank you for your endless, tireless, endless,
That's
unconditional
right.
love for all of us. Lauren, I love you. I love you, BBS. I love the whole audience too. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, beautiful Zosia. I echo everything you just said, and I will end it with this, if you don't mind. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we, the light, are the champions. I love you all.
PRQ Homestead.
Yep, get ready to tune into PRQ Homestead. Woot woot.
Happy Q Day, everyone.